Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rami Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Nedarim, Daf Samech Dal, the ninth parak, Rabbi Eliezer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the ninth parak begins with machlokes about two types of openings to a Na'al Neder. Rabbi Eliezer said, posting la'adam mekvod avi ve'imo, we open for a person with the honor of his father and mother, meaning we ask him if he would have made a Neder had he known people would disgrace his father because of his treating Nedarim lightly. The Chachamim do not allow such an opening to be used. The Mishnah adds that the Chachamim agree, but davar shebeino levein avi ve'imo, that a neder made between him and his parents, meaning he forbade his benefit to one of them, can be annulled based on their honor. The Chachamim's reason and why they agree in this case will emerge from the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer said, further posting benoed, we open a neder with noed, meaning an unexpected new development. The Chachamim disagree. The Mishnah gives several examples of noed, such as if the person from whom he cannot benefit became a Talmid Chacham whose services he requires or married off a child and he wishes to partake of the feast. The Vayar says that had he known these developments would take place, he would not have made the neder. Point number two, in the Mishnah Rabbi Tzadok stated that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a father's honor can be used as a Pesach, we should also be able to open a neder b'kvod hamakom with the honor of Hashem because vowing is a dishonor to Hashem. The rabbis responded to him, Im ken ein nedarim. If so, there are no nedarim. The Gemara seeks to explain this phrase. Abai interprets it, Im ken ein nedarim nitarim yafet. If so, nedarim are not annulled properly. A person might falsely say he would have not made the neder had he realized the dishonor to Hashem because he would be ashamed to say he would have made the neder regardless. Such a heter is invalid, and Rabbi Eliezer therefore agrees that such a pesach cannot be used. The Ran adds that the Chachamim disallow a pesach of a parent's honor for the same reason. They fear that a person would be ashamed to declare that he would make a neder despite the disgrace to his parents. Rava interpreted the phrase, Im ken ein nedarim nishalin l'chacham. If so, nedarim will not be asked to a chacham for a heter. If dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people use it themselves without consulting the chacham, which is invalid. For this reason, Rabbi Eliezer does not accept the pesach based on Hashem's honor. The Chachamim even invalidate a heter based on a parent's honor for the same reason. The Ran suggests that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a parent's honor is a valid Pesach because oftentimes a neder does not cause them any dishonor, so a person is accustomed to consulting a Chacham for a Pesach in this regard. And point number three, the Gemara asks for the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion to allow a Pesach of Nolad, an unexpected development. Rav Chisda quotes the Pesach where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to return to Mitzrayim, despite his having made an oath to Yisrael that he would not leave because Ki Mesu Kol HaAnashim, the people seeking your life have died. Since their dying is an unexpected development, we see that Noah is valid as a Pesach. The Rabbanim respond that in fact they did not die, for we find Das and Aviram challenging Moshe several times afterwards. Rather, they became impoverished and thus lost their influence to be able to threaten Moshe. This is not Noah because it's a relatively common occurrence. They are described as having died because it's one of the four situations that a Braisa describes as equivalent to death. A poor person, a Metzora, a blind person, and someone without children. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the ninth parak begins with the Malchokas, about two types of openings to annul a neder. Bukhazer said, posting la'adam mekvod avi ve'imo, we open for a person with the honor of his father and mother, meaning we ask him if he would have made a neder had he known people would disgrace his father because of his treating the darim lightly. The Chachamim do not allow such an opening to be used. The Mishnah adds that the Chachamim agree, but davar shebeino levein avi ve'imo, that a neder made between him and his parents, meaning he forbade his benefit to one of them, can be annulled based on their honor. The Chachamim's reason and why they agree in this case will emerge from the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer said, further posting benoed, we open a neder with noed, meaning an unexpected new development. The Chachamim disagree. The Mishnah gives several examples of noed, such as if the person from whom he cannot benefit became a Talmid Chacham whose services he requires or married off a child and he wishes to partake of the feast. The Vayar says that had he known these developments would take place, he would not have made the neder. Point number two, in the Mishnah Rabbi Tzadok stated that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a father's honor can be used as a Pesach, we should also be able to open a neder b'kvod hamakom with the honor of Hashem because vowing is a dishonor to Hashem. The rabbis responded to him, Im ken ein nedarim. If so, there are no nedarim. The Gemara seeks to explain this phrase. Abai interprets it, Im ken ein nedarim nitarim yafet. If so, nedarim are not annulled properly. A person might falsely say he would have not made the neder had he realized the dishonor to Hashem because he would be ashamed to say he would have made the neder regardless. Such a heter is invalid, and Rabbi Eliezer therefore agrees that such a pesach cannot be used. The Ran adds that the Chachamim disallow a pesach of a parent's honor for the same reason. They fear that a person would be ashamed to declare that he would make a neder despite the disgrace to his parents. Rava interpreted the phrase, Imken ein nedarim nishalin l'chacham. If so, nedarim will not be asked to a chacham for a heter. If dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people use it themselves without consulting the chacham, which is invalid. For this reason, Rabbi Eliezer does not accept the pesach based on Hashem's honor. The Chachamim even invalidate a heter based on a parent's honor for the same reason. The Ran suggests that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a parent's honor is a valid Pesach because oftentimes a neder does not cause them any dishonor, so a person is accustomed to consulting a Chacham for a Pesach in this regard. And point number three, the Gemara asks for the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion to allow a Pesach of Nolad, an unexpected development. Rav Chisda quotes the Pesach where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to return to Mitzrayim, despite his having made an oath to Yisro that he would not leave because Kimesu Koha Anashim, the people seeking your life, have died. Since their dying is an unexpected development, we see that Noah is valid as a Pesach. The Rabban respond that in fact they did not die, for we find Das and Aviram challenging Moshe several times afterwards. Rather, they became impoverished and thus lost their influence to be able to threaten Moshe. This is not Noah because it's a relatively common occurrence. They are described as having died because it's one of the four situations that Abraisa describes as equivalent to death. A poor person, a metzora, a blind person, and someone without children. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Daled, and our standard Siman is a secret agent, Sod. So here goes. This secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor, and people will stop consulting Chachamim for a heter, was thrilled to hear that another agent who was out to kill him became poor and was like dead, giving him a Pesach that was not Nolad. Once again, it's slow motion. This secret agent, that must be more Daf Samach Dalad, Sod. This secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins with a machlokes about two types of openings to a null neder. Eliezer said, posting l'adam b'chvod avi v'imo, we open for a person with the honor of his father and mother, meaning we ask him if he would have made a neder had he known people would disgrace his father because of his treating Nedarim lightly. The Chachamim do not allow such an opening to be used. So this secret agent whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly and was told that this was not a valid Pesach because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, which reminds us in the Mishnah Rabbi Tzadok stated that according to Eliezer, if a father's honor can be used as a Pesach, we should also be able to open a neder b'kvod hamakom with the honor of Hashem because vowing is a dishonor to Hashem. The Rabban respond to him, Im ken ein nadarim. If so, there are no nadarim. The Gemara seeks to explain this phrase. Rava interpreted the phrase, Im ken ein nadarim nishan v'chacham. If so, nadarim will not be asked to a chacham for a heter. If dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a chacham, which is invalid. So this secret agent whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly and was told that this was not a valid Pesach because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, was thrilled to hear that another agent who was out to kill him became poor and was like dead, giving him a Pesach that was not Nolad, which reminds us. The Gemara asks for the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion to allow Pesach of Nolad, an unexpected development. Rav Chisda quotes the pasuk where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to return to Mitzrayim, despite his having made an oath to Yisrael that he would not leave, because Kimesu Koha Anashim, the people seeking your life, have died. Since their dying is an unexpected development, we see that Nolad is valid as a Pesach. The Rabban responded that in fact they did not die, for we find Dasan and Aviram challenging Moshe several times afterwards. Rather, they became impoverished and thus lost their influence to be able to threaten Moshe, and this is not Noah because it's a relatively common occurrence. They're described as having died because it's one of the four situations that Abraisa describes as equivalent to death, Anani, a Metzora, a blind person, and someone without children. So once again, this secret agent whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly and was told that this was not a valid Pesach because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor and people will stop consulting Chachamim for a heter, was thrilled to hear that another agent who was out to kill him became poor and was like dead, giving him a Pesach that was not Nolad. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection, that must be on Daf Samach. The man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Konim Yain Shani Tom Hayom Eino Asur El Shetachshach. If one says wine is konim for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark. The term today does not imply a full 24-hour period, but the remainder of that particular day. If someone made a neder for Yom Echad, one day, he is forbidden for one full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The same applies to a neder of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or a 7-year cycle. So the man who said, konim my smiley face sticker collection today and wanted to use them after dark, waited impatiently for a heter chacham that was needed because of a gezerah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that when it gets dark, he must still ask a chacham for a heter for his neder, although the term of the neder ended already. Rabbi Yosef explained the reason, gezerah hayom mishum yom echad. A gezerah of the neder of today was made because of a possible confusion with the neder of one day. The rabbis were concerned that if someone drinks wine after nightfall by a neder of today, which is permitted, people may assume the same applies to a neder of one day and not wait the full 24-hour period. To avoid this mistake, they required a person to seek a heder on his neder of today before partaking of the formerly prohibited substance. So the man who said, konim my smiley face sticker collection today and wanted to use them after dark, waited impatiently for a heter chacham that was needed because of a gezerah. But the rabbi was busy trying to figure out whether his friend, who made his smiley face sticker collection usher for a day, should be treated as if he said 1 day or 2 day. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents an inquiry. Amr konim yain shani tom yom mai. If he said, wine is konim for my tasting for a day, what is the halacha? Is it like a neder of today and forbidden only for the remainder of that day? Or is it like 1 day and forbidden for a full 24 hours? The question is left unresolved. Daf Samech Aleph. So the Zimmer Daf Samech Aleph is a saw, and we use a magician sawing someone in half. So here goes. The magician, that must mean we're Daf Samech Aleph, sawing a person in half. The magician who made the wine that was konim from his tasting for a Yova cycle disappear, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Amr Yain Shani Tom Yova Mai. If one said, wine is konim from my tasting for a Yova cycle, what is the halacha? Whether the Yova year is the final year of the completed Yova cycle and thus included in his neder, or the first year of the next cycle and not included in his neder. This is based on Machlokas. If the 50th year is only counted as the 50th year but does not additionally function as the first year of the next cycle, or does function as the first year of the next cycle. So the magician who made the wine that was konim from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with 4 daughters from 2 wives in half. And 3 of the daughters came up on stage, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Av taught that one who makes a neder ad pnei ha-Pesach, until before Pesach, Rameer says he's forbidden until the beginning of Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi holds he's forbidden until the end of Pesach. The Gemara understands that Rameer holds lomayel nafshi l'sveika. A person does not place himself in an uncertain position, meaning that when using an ambiguous phrase such as until before Pesach, which can be understood as the beginning or end, he only included what is clearly included in the term. And Rabbi Yossi holds a person would include all possible meanings, even until the end of Pesach. The Gemara points out that they both contradict their positions in a Mishnah and Kedushin, where one who has 2 sets of daughters from 2 wives and declared that he married off his elder daughter to someone, but didn't clarify which elder daughter he meant, doesn't mean all 3 older daughters in relation to the youngest one, or only the oldest daughter. So the magician who made the wine that was konim from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with 4 daughters from 2 wives in half, and 3 of the daughters came up on stage and got booked immediately for an upcoming Pesach retreat, since his neder not to perform magic again was only until Pesach, which is as man kavu, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches the rule is, kol shezman kavu va'amr ad shiyagia, aser ad shiyagia. Any event whose duration is set, such as the 7 days of Pesach, and he said until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. Amr ad shiyahei, aser ad shiyetze. But if he said until it is, he's forbidden until it concludes. But kol she'ein zman kavu, in any event whose duration is not set, such as the harvest, whether he said until it arrives or until it is, he's only forbidden until it arrives. Daf Samach Beis. So the symbol Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The learned submarine captain. Submarine captain. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woes to the learned captain that this one is killing him, which reminds us. The Gemara records several incidents of Tanaim utilizing the permit that after the trimming knives for harvesting figs are folded for storage, the figs are hefker and permitted to be taken and are also butted for miser. When Rabbi Tarfon did so, someone discovered him and put him in a sack and carried him to a river to throw him in. Rabbi Tarfon cried out, "Woe is Tarfon that this one is killing him?" The man realized who he was and fled. And the Gemara relates that Rabbi Tarfon was pained by this incident for the rest of his life, saying, "Woe is me, for I used the crown of Torah for my benefit." So the learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs, and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, "Woe is to the learned captain that this one is killing him," pledged to learn only out of love and not to be called Rabbi Captain, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice when the Torah states, "L'havas Hashem Elkecha lishmo b'kolo u'davka bo," to love Hashem your God, to listen to his voice and cleave to him. It teaches that a person should not say, "Ekra shikruni chacham," "I will learn Torah, so they will call me a chacham," "Eshna shikruni Rebbe," "I will learn Mishnah, so they'll call me a rabbi," "Eshna she'eh zaken," "Esh be yeshiva," "I'll learn Gemara, so I will be considered an elder and sit in the yeshiva," "El lamed ma'ava v'sof ha'kavod lavo," rather learn out of love and the honor will eventually come. So the learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, "Woe is to the learned captain that this one is killing him," pledged to learn only out of love and not to be called Rabbi Captain, and published a sefer called "The Four Statements Allowed for Talmid Chachamim to Claim Privileges," which reminds us Rava made four statements allowing Talmid Chachamim to claim certain privileges. For example, it's permitted for man to inform others of his status as a Talmid Chacham in a place where they do not know him. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, which reminds the Gemara discusses one who vows Adah Gashamim until the rains and brings a three-way machlokes about the three normal dates of rainfall. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, which reminds the Gemara discusses which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their subway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it is Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night, which reminds us Rabbi Yossi taught that one who vowed against garlic until it is Shabbos, even though a netter of Ad Sheyehei means until the end of Shabbos in this case, the garlic is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos when it has been instituted that men should eat garlic. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf did we learn that one who vows from eating garlic until it is Shabbos is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos when it has been instituted that men should eat garlic? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a machlokes? Because if one can use a pesach for his neder based on the covet of his father and mother, that's on daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that if one says wine is kosher for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have the incident of Rabbi Tarfon saving himself from being thrown into the river? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of them, when the Rabbi said, if Kavod to Hashem can be used as a Pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a Chacham, which is invalid. That's on Daf Samach Dal. Good. Number 6. Which of them, when that any event that has a Zman Kavua like Pesach, and once said Ad Sheyehei until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. That's on Daf Samachov. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn about one who vows Adah Gashamim? And we had a three-way machlokes about the three normal dates of rainfall. That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Dasan and Aviram were considered dead because they became impoverished? That's on daf Samach Dod. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that konamos are a mitzvah to annul because making the darm is generally inappropriate, and that's why they're considered a davar sheyesh u'matirin? That's on daf Nun test. Good. And number 10, which daf is regarding which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying which one? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.